We'll be beginning today, Mirth Hashem, our unit on Refuah B'Shabbos. The Mishnah tells us in Yuma Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph that Safek Nefesh is Dochas HaShabbos. Any situation where there's even a Safek of a Pikuach Nefesh situation is Dochas Shabbos. And the Gemara here attempts, beginning here on Amud Aleph, on Tamid Beis, to find a source for this principle that Pikuach Nefesh is Dochas HaShabbos. The Gemara quotes various opinions in Tanayim. The Gemara rejects the various opinions in Tanayim, or at least has a potential Dechiyah. And the Gemara ends off with the position of Shmuel that we learn, was not a Tana, from the first generation of Amoraim, the position of Shmuel that we learn out this principle that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos from V'chai Behem V'lo Shayamas Behem. That's what the Gemara concludes. V'chulu Isbehu Pircha Chus Mihad Shmuel. That all the various sources suggested by the Tanayim, you can slug them up, because a way around it, except for Shmuel's source, V'chai Behem V'lo Shayamas Behem, that's an unassailable source. So it's not interesting that all the previous suggestions were from the Tanayim, and each one of them has a kash against it, and Shmuel, first generation Amora, is the one who has the unassailable suggestion. Parenthetically, the Tosefta, in the end of Perek HaZayin and Shabbos, has this drasha of Shmuel V'chai Behem, but it doesn't attribute it to Shmuel, it's a Tosefta. It seems to be the Stam, the Tosefta begins with Rabbi Akiva, and then it kind of moves on, and the source of V'chai Behem doesn't seem to be attributed, but the Tosefta has V'chai Behem, and it's the source for Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. Nevertheless, even though the Gemara seems to conclude pretty unequivocally that Shmuel's source is the best source, V'chai Behem V'lo Shayamas Behem, if you look carefully, there are indications in Rishonim that one of the other sources that the Gemara suggests may still be relevant, potentially even L'maisa. The Gemara also had the suggestion of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Asarbe, that in Svara you should be able to be Mechalel one Shabbos in order to allow for, to encourage the keeping of multiple Shabbosos down the road. And the Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, even though the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos, as we'll see, quotes V'chai Behem as the makor for this din, but the Rambam Hilchos Mamrim does make reference to this other reasoning of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Shetishmor Shabbos Asharbe. The Rambam Mamrim Perek Beis Halacha Dalet. The Rambam is discussing the principle that a Beis Din could be Oker Davar Min HaTorah Laharas Shal Nigdar Milsa, that Eliyahu Bahar Carmel, there are situations in which a Beis Din has license to be Oker Davar Min HaTorah on a temporary basis for some public policy or some communal rationale. And the Rambam, in describing why this thing should be so, has the following analogy. Kishem Sharofe Chosech Yado Araglo Shelzeh Kidesha Yichya Kulo. So just as a doctor sometimes may have to amputate a limb in order to save the life of the patient, Kach Beis Din Morim Bizman Minizman in Lav or Aksaf Mitzvah Safisha Kidesha Yiskaimu Kulam. That somehow all of Torah is a single unit. It's like one body, and sometimes you have to amputate a limb in order to save the body. So sometimes you have to be mechala. Sometimes you have to violate one of the demons of the Torah in order to preserve the entire corpus of Torah. Then the Rambam says, "Kederach she'amru chachamim harishonim chalel olav Shabbos achas kedei she'yishmer Shabbos asarbe." Just as we have this notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheyishmer Shabbos Asarbe. So it's interesting, even though the Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos quotes V'chai Behem as per the Maskanos of the Gemara in Yuma as a source for Pikuach Nefesh Docha as HaShabbos, but the Rambam in Derech Mashal quotes this notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas in Hilchos Mamre. Tashbeis as well, Shuvas Tashbeis Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Dalet, Shuvas Tashbeis Chelek Aleph Simen Nun Dalet, writes as follows. His context is Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Lefikach kol kodem hem zacha. So he's talking about the fact that whoever has the opportunity, whoever is positioned to be Mechal Shabbos to save someone's life, should do so. The ein lo lidag al kol Shabbos, he shouldn't have in the back of his mind that there's any kol Shabbos involved. Shekadosh Baruch Hu, shehizr b'mitzvah Shabbos, that the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to keep Shabbos also commanded us to be Mechal Shabbos in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. V'zuchus gedola hilo shehitzol nefesh achas miYisrael u'mutar shechal Shabbos achas k'dei sheyich yezeh hachole v'yikayim Shabbos as harbeh v'lo sheyamas hachole v'lo yikayim Shabbos as klal. So Tashmeis as well quotes this notion of Chalel Shabbos achas in his presentation of the Lamaisa of being Mechal Shabbos for the sake of Pikuach Nefesh. Rav Asher Weiss, in a piece of Minchas Asher, Parshas Kisisa, Simon Samach, quotes a number of nafkaminas, potential nafkaminas halacha between these reasons, such that if we accept more than one reason, la'alacha, if Chalel Shabbos Achas is relevant beyond B'chai Behem, that could have nafkaminas halacha. So the most classic nafkamina is a din that we have in Simon Shin Vav Sif Yudalid. If you have your Mishnah Berurah, take a look. Simon Shin Vav Sif Yudalid. Misha Shalchulo Shehutziya Bito Mi Beisa Mishabbis Lotziya Mechla Yisrael. So a person finds out on Shabbos that his daughter was kidnapped and she's going to be forced to Shmat. Mitzvah Lassum Laderech Pa'amah V'lishtada B'hatzalasa. A person should do whatever necessary to save her. The Yosei Afilu Chutz Shalosh Parsos, he can go out in violation of the din of Tchum. Vila Bai Bezin goes in a love. And Bezin can force a person to be Mechal Shabbos for the sake of saving his daughter. So this is the psak of the Beis Yosef there at the end of Simin Shin Vav. It's the Tshuva Sarashba that equivocates about it, but that's what we assume lalacha, and that's based on the notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas, Kadesh Yishmir Shabbos Asharbe. No one's killing the daughter, there's no Pikuach Nefesh situation, but quite literally, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in this one instance to ensure that your daughter will be able to be Mechal Shabbos down the road for the rest of her life. Another nafkamina the Mishnah Berurah discusses in Be'er Halacha Simin Shin Kaf Tes Seif Dalid. Simin Shin Kaf Tes Seif Dalid, the paragraph beginning, Ela Lefi Shah. So are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos if you know that in the best case scenario the person is not going to survive more than a few more days? Chayisha. So if the reason was Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesha Yishvor Shabbos Asarbe, that clearly doesn't apply. So you'll save his life now. He's not going to pass away in Shabbos, but he's not going to live past Tuesday. So there's not going to be an opportunity to keep next Shabbos. So if the only reason for Pikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos was the notion of Chalel Shabbos Achas Kadesha Yishvor Shabbos Asarbe, then in a situation of Chayisha, you wouldn't be allowed to be Mechal Shabbos because there's no Shabbos Asarbe to speak of. It's only because we pass in the reason of a Chai Behem. The Chai Behem is relevant even for Chai Isha. The Chai Behem v'lo Sheyamas Behem, there's no Shear. That even if you're going to extend someone's life by a few moments, that's still a Kima of a Chai Behem, and that still falls within the rubric of Pikuach Nefesh Doch HaShabbos. As the Mishnah Berurah points out there, Lalacha, we assume that we are Mechal Shabbos even for Chai Isha, because at the end of the day, the real bottom line reason is what the Gemara concludes, Akul Ispu Pirchel of Abi Dishmuel. The real reason is V'chai Behem, V'lo Shiyamas Behem, and therefore, even for Chai Isha, a person is allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Okay. Take a look at the Lashon of the Mechaber in Shin Kaf Tes If Beis. Misha Yeshla Choli Shel Sakana. Mitzvah l'chal olav es ha-Shabbos v'yazariz ha-reza m'shubah. So if there's a situation of pikuach nefesh, achol d'sheish b'sakana, there's a mitzvah to be m'chal Shabbos, and the person who is zariz is praiseworthy. V'ha-shoel ha-reza shofet lam. If a person stops to ask a shayla, someone's dying, and you don't know what to do, you equivocate, you go knock on the rabbi's door and ask him what to do, that's considered shvichas damim. That if there's a pikuach nefesh situation, you don't ask any shailas, you go and do whatever is necessary to save the person's life. The lashon of the Yerushalmi that the Beis Yosef quotes is slightly different. Hashoel harezeh neguna, v'hanishal harezeh shofet damim. So not only do we fault the Shoel, if a person is asking a Shaila, that's inappropriate, that's Maguna, but the Yushalmi's Lashon is that the Nishal is Shofech Damim, not the Shoel. Why is the Nishal Shofech Damim? Because if the rabbi doesn't teach the Baal HaBatim that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos, then he's going to indirectly be responsible, potentially, for someone not getting the proper medical attention on Shabbos because the Baal HaBatim don't know that they're supposed to be Chal Shabbos. So it's not only the Shoel who's at fault for asking the Shaila, but it's the Nishal, the Rav, who's at fault for not educating the Baal HaBatim that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. HaNishal, Hareza Shofech Damin. And the Trumas HaDeshen that the Beis Yosef quotes has a Lashon split. Trumas HaDeshen, Simen Nun Ches, has HaNishal Hareza Meguna. The Shoel is Shofech Damin, the Nishal is Meguna. So whatever attribution you want to assign to the Shoel relative to the Nishal, bottom line is that both the Shoel and the Nishal bear responsibility. The person should know that when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, you don't ask any questions. If someone's life is in danger presently, and the Nishal, the Rav, has to educate the people under his jurisdiction. He has to educate the Baal HaBatim that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. I think Rav Shechter tells a story that he was sitting in the Sukkah once with Rosh Rabbah Zichrono Livracha, and someone came in with some Pikuach Nefesh Shaila, and Rosh Rabbah was very upset afterwards that he even asked the Shaila because it was Pasha that you're Bechal Shabbos. And Rosh Rabbah was remarking this HaNishal HaReza Meguna, or HaNishal HaReza Shofech Damim, that it's his fault that that the Baal does even ask him the Shaila.
Okay. The Lashon Rishami is Shofech Damim or Meguna?
The Lashon Rishami that we have is HaNishal HaReza Shofech Damim.
The Mishnah Berurah brings it as Meguna.
Correct. The different Gersos. The Rishami, the way we have it, I think, has HaReza Shofech Damim. The Trumas HaDasha that the Beis Yosef quotes has it Lashon Meguna. So he switches it. It seems to be different Gersos there. Correct. Okay, so the meta issue that we're going to begin with, that we have to discuss, which will take us at least through the next year, and in some sense beyond that, whether when we talk about Pikuach Nefesh, Pidocha Shabbos, is it Hutra or is it Dechuya? Is Docha literal, that it's Docha Shabbos, but if there's a way of avoiding the Chol Shabbos, it's better to avoid the Chol Shabbos? Or is it Hutras, like when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh, Shabbos isn't Baba Cheshvan at all, you don't have to make calculations. We'll see that it could be this Chakir is somewhat overrated, because most of the Nafkamina are not Behechreach, and the Shitas are not necessarily Behechreach. So when all the dust settles, after we go through the analysis, we'll see that at least according to many, there isn't that much practically that separates a theoretical Hutra position and a theoretical Dechuya position. But we'll have to go through that to arrive at that analysis. Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Reish Peites. Chuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tuf Reish Peites discusses the following Shiloh that the Rishonim discussed. He's not the first to discuss it. But he presents the following Shaila. You have a Cholish Yesh V'Sakana, someone who is deathly ill, so you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for the Cholish Yesh V'Sakana. And this Cholish Yesh V'Sakana needs to eat meat. There are two options. There is readily available Nevela meat, or you could have a Shochet, Shecht, a kosher animal with a proper Shkita, and feed the Shechted meat to this Cholash Yesh V'Sakana. So is it better to minimize the Cholash Shabbos and give him the Nevela, so only Nisr Lav, or is it preferable to commission the Shochet to shaft the meat and all the entailing Malachos that involves for the sake of this Cholah? The Rashba thinks, the Rashba begins by dismissing a position of other Rishonim that we'll get to in a few moments, but the Rashba himself thinks that this question should be dependent on whether Shabbos b'malchum pikuach nefesh is hutra or dechuya. If Shabbos is dechuya, so then you have to try to minimize chil Shabbos to the extent possible. So if you have a choice between the existing nevela meat or shechting an animal, better to give him the nevela meat because you're minimizing the chil Shabbos. If Shabbos is hutra, so then you don't have to make any cheshbonos. It's as if Shabbos doesn't exist. It's no different than a Tuesday. On a Tuesday, you wouldn't think twice about shechting the meat on behalf of the Chola. Same thing on Shabbos. No need to think twice go ahead and shech the animal on behalf of the chalif. The Rashba thinks that this question of whether to shech the animal or give them the veil of meat is solely dependent on hutra or dechuya, and the Rashba himself is notav that we paskin dechuya, and therefore we should give him the nevela meat. Rov Rishonim disagree. The Rashba already quotes the Maram that the Rosh quotes as well, who disagrees. The Rosh is in Yuma Perichas Simen Yudalid, Yuma Perichas Simen Yudalid, and in Chuvas Simen Kavav. Again, the Rosh at the end of Yuma Simen Yudalid, Chuvas Arash Simen Kavav, quotes in the Maram that it's preferable to shech the animal rather than feed him nevela. Now, one iteration of the Maram, the Rosh quotes two different versions or two different explanations. So one iteration of the Maram agrees with the principle of the Rashba that this is subject to the Chakira, the Shaila, whether Pikuach Nefesh is Hutra or Dechuya, and the Maram paskins Hutra. And since it's Hutra, you're allowed to shecht the animal. You should shecht the animal. However, as the Rosh there quotes, there are other explanations given in Rishonim for this din that remove it from the whole shayla of Hutra Dechuya Bechlau. If you look how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, just because that's what you presumably have in front of you, take a look at Simon Shin Kaf Ches Se'if Yudalid. The Mechaber writes, Shin Kaf Ches Yudalid, Haya Chola Shiesh Bo Sakana Sarech Basar. So if you have a Chola Shiesh Bo Sakana who needs meat, Shoftim Lo Vein Orim Nachilenu Nevela. Better to shecht rather than give him nevela meat. Aval, ima yachol etzarach lachila alter, if he has to eat right now, va nevela muchenes miyad, va shkita misacheres lo, machila nusla nevela. So that's done. If the nevela is readily available, and you'd have to wait for the chef to meet, and he needs the meat right now, so then obviously you give him the nevela. But all things being equal, mechaber paskins, like the Maram, better to shecht an animal than to give him the existing nevela meat. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Lamed Tes. The Mishnah Berurah here summarizes the Shitas Rishonim. Harbei Ta'amim Nemrul said, Yesh Omrim Mishum de Shabbos Hutra Yisrael Pikuach Nefesh. So one version of the Maram, the way the Rosh quotes, is Hutra Dechuya. Ulekach Shoftim Lo Kedera Shoftim Yantim, because it's Hutra. Afilu Yisrael Rabbanan Eim Achilin Asav Amachim Shafshar Lelishchot. So that reason, Hutra Dechuya, we pass in Hutra, says the Maram, and therefore, no questions asked, you go ahead and you shecht. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval Harbi Rishonim Kasvu, the Shabbos Rak Dechuya Hi. As we'll see as we go on, not everyone agrees Hutra, many hold Dechuya. And nevertheless, even if we hold Dechuya, the Psak is still, you give him the shechted meat, the shechted animal, rather than a vela. Why is that? El hatam hu, deshema yiakatz b'achilas nevela v'lo yochal v'yisake. Different cheshvin. In theory, if there was a different example where we have a clash between a more extensive chil Shabbos and a lav, better go with the lav. However, nevela is unique because a Jew would be repulsed by eating nevela, and we're concerned if you're going to give him the nevela, then it may disturb him, he may not benefit from it, he'll be in some kind of sakana, because you're giving him nevela, which goes against everything that he stands for.
So does that mean to give in to any of his chassidus or shtus across the board in order to save his life? That is, we don't try to coerce him to get out of his chassidus or shtus in order to save him? Or it's because it's food and you can't really get around here?
So I would characterize it differently than a chassidus shel shtus, meaning it is true that it would be mutter to eat the nevela under the circumstances, but practically speaking, it's repulsive. It's not like a chumrah, it's something which he finds repulsive. But in Hakanami,
it's not really a religious thing, it's just this matos. It's kind of like he doesn't need.
Right, that's what it sounds like. The Rashba, the Rashba is dismissive of that reason. The Rashba doesn't think it gets off the ground. He unequivocally rejects this svara, but the Rush quotes this as a separate rationale for the Maran. But this is meaning it's of limited relevance. In a Hanami, all things being equal, Shabbos, if you hold the chuya, so better to minimize the iser. But in this particular situation, in the Vela, there are other cheshbonos at play. They still say, "Pevi otam b'shem aran." If in the Vela over al kol kizayis mimena, the chomer is allowed to shabbos. There's different calculations of of the cost benefit analysis of the relative iserim. Nevela, there's a lot involved in every kizayis. Okay. But what you see is that while the Rush in one version and the Rashba are told of this shayla and hutu dechuya, there are other ways to analyze the question so that it may not in fact be relevant to hutu dechuya, and whether, however you hold in hutu dechuya, you may end up in the same sack. That is mutter to chef the animal, or it's preferable to chef the animal, over feeding the chole nevela. So the Mishabura bottom line thinks that it's not necessarily tali on hutra dechuya. The Aruch HaShulchan and Sivkat and Hay thinks that bottom line it is tali on hutra dechuya, but he still acknowledges that lemaisa, in any situation in which there's a potential sakana baza giving him the nevela, it's better to avoid the nevela. But in theory, if you know for a fact that he's not going to be repulsed by the nevela, then it should be dependent on hutra dechuya. Okay. So let's take a look now at Shitas HaRambam in this question of hutra dechuya, which will to some extent frame our discussion of the issue and our perspective on these halachas. So interestingly, the Rambam devotes Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos to the dinim of chola sakanas nefashos, a very prominent place in the order of the Rambam. Perek Aleph is a klalim, Perek Beis is sakanas nefashos, and then Perek Gimel is where we'd expect to begin with the halachas of Erev Shabbos leading into the malachas. So very prominent position, the Perek Beis. The Rambam begins with a loaded phrase. Perek Beis Halacha Aleph, Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakanas Nefashos. So, Dechuya sounds like Dechuya. If we're talking about Dechuya versus Hutra, Dechuya can't be more explicit. Dechuya hi Shabbos Eitzel Sakanas Nefashos Kishar Kol HaMitzvos Lefika Chola Shiesh Bo Sakana Osten lo kol tzracha b'shabbos al pi rofe uman shalos hamakom, etc. Says the Kesef Mishnah, dechuya hi haShabbos. So the Kesef Mishnah and Beis Yosef as well writes the same thing. That we know, Gemara Masechim Ayin Zayin has a machlokes Tanayim whether tuma is dechuya b'tzibor or tuma is hutra b'tzibor. When it comes to Karban Pesach and Karban Tzibor. And the Rambam paskins dechuya, tum is dechuya b'tzibur. Umashma says the Kesef Mishnah, dechihechi deifligu b'tuma, hachanami ifligu b'shabbos agave chola, emi dechuya hutra. Kaimalan command amr dechuya. So the Kesef Mishnah assumes
that's a comment or that is a fact. Like the polik here.
That is the Kesef Mishnah's analysis of the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't tell you this. The Kesef Mishnah thinks, but that's the Rambam, that just like we have a Machlokas Tanayim, whether Tuma is Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibor, and the Rambam Paskin's Dechuya, so too must be the Rambam Paskin Dechuya as well when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. The Rambam assumed that the same Machlokas is transferable to Pikuach Nefesh.
So the Sfora is must be?
Mashma. Mashma is it must be, Mashma is Mashma. So a notch below must be. How do you translate Mashma? Mashma the chihechid e fliga b'tumah, hachanami fliga b'shabbos, l'gabi chol, emi duchuya hutra. So he doesn't quite arrive to this. He assumes that just as we have a machlokas when it comes to tumah, we have the same machlokas when it comes to pikuach nefesh. Okay. Now let's read on. Actually, before we read on, Rabbi Karp, Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos Chelek Beis, points out that there's a lashon of the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos that sounds this way as well, that Dechuya, the Rambam Perush HaMishnayos Perek Beis, where the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah Hey, that you're allowed to be Mechabes HaNer for the sake of a Chola, right? Say it every Friday night. So the Rambam writes there, and this is the Kapach translation, the Zeha Chola Hu Chola Shiesh Basakana. What Chola are we talking about? You like to be mechabes haner for chola. What chola? Chola sheish b'sakana. Can't be mechabes haner for chola sheish b'sakana, right? So it's only for a chola sheish b'sakana that you can be mechabes shabbos. Uvitinai shei asher lahavira lamakam acher v'lo lahastira saor mimenu. When is it true that you're allowed to extinguish a candle, a flame, for the sake of a chola sheish b'sakana, where there's no other option, where you can't move it? Or you can block its light. But if you could move it, which would only be a violation of Tiltul Muksa Derabanan, then definitely better to violate Tiltul Muksa Derabanan than to be Mechaba Esaner, than to be Mechaba Esaner. That sounds like it's a Dukhuya consideration. We don't say, don't ask any questions, but if there's nothing lost, by minimizing the Chol Shabbos, better to minimize the Chol Shabbos. Okay?
What is a good example of where you have a chutra? In other words, you see, well, that kind of scenario where you have an option to save yourself from this pretty easily by doing a tiltul.
Right.
But since it's chutra, you can do the chomadika thing. Is there
That's an example.
No, I'm saying where it's clear cut that the unanimous, you know, people, if the post can agree, this is chutra, and this is kind of the blanket.
Well,
blanket
we're not getting to unanimity yet because we're talking about the chutra
and
shonim.
Well,
chutra the chuya, you only have, you have by mila, you have by pikuach nefesh, and you have by karbanos, by tuma, right? It's not a.
So
you could construct, not kamina, you could construct the situation.
Absolutely. You say chutra and
yeah,
but that means you'll have to turn up in there, even though it's so easy to get around the chutra.
So that's like, so when it comes to tumah chutra mitzibur, nafkamina of tumah chutra or dechuya is the ati b'mahadar achar tameyim. You have this base out is here and there tameh, and you can get someone else down the block, another group of kohanim to do the avoda. The avoda is going to happen just as well. You're not going to miss the korban, right? So are you, that's the Gemara's Nafkamina, are you Mahadar Achar Tameim? That's right. Taliyah and Tertu
Dukhuya. Ah, so it's a convenience.
Correct. Okay. So that's Halacha Aleph in the Rambam. If we just stop at Halacha Aleph, we may be convinced that the Rambam holds Dukhuya. But the Rambam doesn't stop at Halacha Aleph. Halacha Beis. Amduhu biyom Shabbos shutzarich lekach v'kach shmona yomim ein omim namten ad erev kidei shelo yichal shei shabbosos el baschilim ayom shu Shabbos lechal alav afilu mei shabbosos kol zman shutzarich v'yesh bo sakano sabi sakano mechalin. So we don't make teshbonos if he needs treatment today in Shabbos. We don't wait till Sunday. U'malik lo saner mechamin milafan v'saner v'shochtin lo v'ofin mevashtin mechamin lo chamin bein lashkosa bein l'rchitzat gufo. Klolo shel davar Shabbos agabe chola sheyesh bo sakana harei hu kechol lechol advarim shutzarich lehen. Again, Shabbos agabe chola sheyesh bo sakana harei hu kechol lechol advarim shutzarich lehen. So we treat Shabbos vis-a-vis chola sheyesh bo sakana as chol. What does that sound like? That sounds like chutra. We don't ask questions. No cheshbonos. No different than a Tuesday. That's what the Ramah points out. The Ramah in Tshuva, Simon Ayinvav, the Ramah there is talking about Mila on Shabbos, and the Shaila was, can you have two different Molim do the Mila and Priya separately? So in his analysis of how we view Mila on Shabbos, he briefly discusses Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, and he says, you see from this Rambam, that Pikuach Nefesh on Shabbos is Kechol, is considered Hutra. In Canaan, Rowan, the aim of Dakhtakin, the Isser, Pikuach Nefesh, Lazos, Isser, Hakal, Ne'achar, Shu, Kechol. So they're all right, based on this Rambam, that we don't make Cheshvanos. If you have a Pikuach Nefesh situation on Shabbos, we don't try to violate the Isser Kal relative to Isser Chamor, but we treat it Kechol. That's relevant to Shnayim Shasu. Do you try to have two people do Malacha together to knock it down to a Malacha de Rabbanan? No need to do so, because we treat Shabbos Agamri Kechol when it comes to Pikuach Nefesh. The Rambam Malacha Allah says Dechuya, so obviously according to the Ramah, Dechuya there doesn't mean relative to Hutra. It's not Dechuya as a catchphrase, it's Dechuya in a Ladafka sense. If your frame of reference is Hutra, then Dechuya is a loaded term. But if you're just referring, if you're not in the mindset of Hutra versus Dechuya, so Dechuya could be Ladafka.
Right,
so that's exactly. I was just going to say that the first 15 minutes of the shiur, I loosely, without dikduk, was referring to Pikuach Nefesh Docha Shabbos, because that's how people speak. So the fact that the Rambam uses Dechuya isn't necessarily a loaded phrase. It could be left off, and that's presumably what the Rambam understood. Halacha Gimel. So the Avnei Nezer in Simen Arachayim Simen Taf Nun Hey Os Hey Chuvas Avnei Nezer Simen Taf Nun Hey Os Hey points out that the Mashmos of the Rambam Halacha Gimel is this way as well. What's the Rambam write Halacha Gimel? We'll have to get back to this next time, because this is potentially nafkamina to our shayla as well. So the Rambam, there are a number of things we have to pay careful attention to in this Rambam, but that's not my point at the moment yet. The Asalis Mamei Bechil Shabbos, you can't delay. L'chol Sheish V'Sakana. Shenemar Asher Yaseh Osam Adam B'Chay Behem. The point of the Torah isn't to get us, it's to enhance peace and harmony. So this formulation, that those minim that say that it's Chil Shabbos and it's usher, we don't accept such people. So that very much sounds like it's not Chil Shabbos at all. It is totally Hutra. If you have to make Cheshvonos, so they may be off in the calculation, but it's not as egregious as if we hold Hutra Legamri. Then the Avnei Nezer points out that there is a Toras Kohanim. Toras Kohanim is Mefurish that Shabbos is Hutra. But he says the Kesef Mishnah may have understood that we don't accept the Torah Kana Malacha. That's not necessarily a raya to how we pass it. Okay, so far Halacha Aleph and the Rambam in a vacuum may point to Dechuya, although definitely way out of it. Halacha Beis points to Hutra. Halacha Gimel perhaps as well may point to Hutra.
Is it Machra from Malacha Gimel? Like, even if you hold Dechuya, it's still true that
it's not Machra. Yeah, not Machra. But that's the Avnei Nezer's analysis. Now, take a look at Halacha Yud Aleph. Lachid Aleph is talking about a Yoledes. A Yoledes, Kisha Karas Leilet Arei Nitzakanas Nefasha, Simachal and Asashabbos. So women in childbirth has the status of Pikuach Nefesh, Sakanas Nefashos, and you can be Mechal Shabbos for a Yoledes. Karin Lachacham Yachan Lamakam, you call the midwife, Choskam Esat Tabor, Vikoshin Eso, etc. Then the Rambam concludes, the Kolshe Efsher Lishanos Mishanin Vishas Hava, that if you're bringing something for this Yoledes, so better to do so with the Shinoi. Kigon Shetabila Chaverta Kli Tali Visara, then the Efsher Mavi Kadarka. So if there's a way of providing the needs of the Yoledes with the Shinoi, so better to do that. So if you can be Motzi Mershus Lershus with the Shinoi, better to invoke a Shinoi than to bring it in the normal fashion. If you can't, then you can't. The Magen Mishnah here quotes from the Ramban in the Torah Sa'adam. Shamina Mina, you see from this din, the Kol Tzarchei Chola, Afa Pi Sheyesh Bo Choli Sakana, any situation of a Chola, even if it's a Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana, Hecha De Efshar Lameva Lemelacha B'Shinoi, Shelo Yischal Bo Shabbos, Mishanin Vein Mechalin. So where it's possible to violate the Melacha with a Shinoi, it's preferable to do so. The who shalayis acher tzarchu shalchol leklal v'shinoi, as long as it doesn't lead to a delay in care. So all things being equal, if it's possible to perform the malacha even for chol sheyesh bo sakana ayidei shinoi, better to do so ayidei shinoi than not, as long as it doesn't result in a delay of care. And the Magen Mishnah points out that's the Ramban. But the Rambam sounds like the Rambam limits this halacha to Yoledes and doesn't present this in the context of a general Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana. And because we'll discuss this more when we get to Yoledes, the nature of the Sakanas Nefasha situation of Yoledes is unique because childbirth is a natural phenomenon, even though there is some danger associated with it. But it is part of the natural course of events, and the mortality rates of laboring women are minimal. Even the Magen Mishnah writes less than 1 in 1,000. I don't know what the actual statistics were in the time, but because it's a natural event with a relatively minor sakana, even though not one that you can dismiss, so there, the notion of Shinoi is more prominent. But for the Rambam, any other classic run-of-the-mill Sakanas Nefashos situation, we don't make cheshbonos, we don't look to do a Shinoi, even if possible. So the Magen Mishnah's analysis, essentially, is that, and this is how the Emek Bracha initially presents it, Bari Pomeranchik, Emek Bracha, Yom Kippur, Simin, Gimel, Talmud Griskarov. So he writes that the Magen Mishnah's analysis seems to be that the Rambam and the Ramban are arguing about Hutra Dechuya, the Rambam who limits Shinoi to a situation of Yoledes, but assumes that any other Pikuach Nefesh situation, we don't make Cheshbonos, you don't need to look for a Shinoi at any level, the Rambam is assuming Hutra, consistent with the Ramah's analysis of the Rambam Halacha Beis, and the Ramban who extends Shinoi to any Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana is going with Hutra, going with Dechuyim. Okay, that's the Emek Bracha's analysis of this Magen Mishnah, but this question of Shinoi is essentially a question of Hutra or Dechuyim. But then he says, not necessarily. Maybe you could look at it in the following light. The Heter, the imperative, the Chiyuv, to violate Shabbos on behalf of a Chol Sheyesh Bo Sakana means that he needs something done for him, and you can do whatever necessary to tend to his care where his life is on the line. But maybe if it's possible to do the same action Ayde Shinoi is not Ayde Shinoi, and there's no diminishment in the quality of care by doing an Ayde Shinoi. So then maybe in that situation, the Malacha in the normal, the Kedarka fashion, isn't necessary for the Chola. It's a Malacha Ayde Shinoi is fundamentally different than a Malacha Shalo Ayde Shinoi. They're two different things. And if the Chola can just as well be treated with a Malacha Ayde Shinoi, so maybe that's all that's Mutter, even if Pikuach Nefesh Hutra, but only Hutra what you need. So the Malacha Shalo Ayde Shinoi isn't necessary. That's the Eved Brachot's creative analysis. And maybe even if you hold Hutra, you could still distinguish and say, like the Ram, even if you hold Dechuya, sorry, even if you hold Dechuya, you could still require a Shinoi, because every Malacha, once you can do Malacha, you need Shinoi. Sorry, that'll be right. Even if it's Hutra, you could still, in theory, require, maybe the Ramban will agree, Hutra. And even if it's Hutra, maybe we still recommend the Shinoi, because if you can do Malacha Yedei Shinoi, then there's no hetter to do it Kedarka, because that's not necessary for the Chol anymore.
And if the Ramban holds Hutra, that could explain the Perish of Shnayos as well.
Well, what he's saying is it could be Evan agrees to Hutra, and it's a different Machlokas. I mean, the Machlokas, Evan agrees to Hutra, and the Machlokas here is about how do we conceive of a Malacha Kedarka, where you can do Malacha Yedei Shinoi. But nothing to do with Hutra Dechuya, maybe Evan agrees Hutra. Which is, as we'll see, seems like the more consensus position of those that weigh in on this.
Wouldn't doing Evan Shinoi be more convenient to follow that the precedent of Tumu Hutra B'tzibar? And you just kind of, it's an open-ended thing, you do what's convenient, what's easiest, and it's, there's no, kind of have to...
Right, so you could have said like that. That is, his far is far from creative, not necessarily about Bachreach, but you definitely could say otherwise. And Rav Jolti has something similar. Mishnas Yaivitz Simen Orachayim Simen Mantes Ostalid. Mishnas Yaivitz Simen Mantes Ostalid, page 156. We'll see as we go on that according to the Ramah, the Ramah at least quotes Yesh Noagim to require a Shinoi Lichachila if it doesn't result in any diminution of care. So even if you require Shinoi, says Rajalti, it could be that fundamentally Hutra, but it's only Hutra by things that are Tzarech HaChola, and if you do Malacha Yedei Shinoi, then a Malacha Kedarka is no longer considered to be Tzarech HaChola. Okay. Now perhaps the biggest issue that relates potentially to the question of Hutra Dechuya, or as we'll see in the end, the final analysis may not relate, or at least not Bachreach, but perhaps one of the biggest issue is the question of...
Are you saying that Klaki, the Shinui, the Choyle is not the Sukkot? In other words, if you do a Kedarka, the Choyle is not the Sukkot to the Malacha done without the Shinui, because you could do it with the Shinui?
So if you can do it with the Shinui, so that's not Tzarech HaChola, just like... He's a Chol HaSheish B'Sakana, but he doesn't need to listen to the radio because that's not going to enhance his care at all. So the Malacha Kedarka is like turning on the radio for him. It's a different, totally different Malacha. It's a different, doesn't relate to his needs. That's his analysis. Okay, so next question we have to look at in this context of Hutra Dechuya is who is supposed to be Michal Shabbos on behalf of the Schola. Is there any prioritization of who should attend? The Gemara on Pedal and Mendez in Yuma has the following, a few long lines into the long lines. By the days of the Eimishpat, Ein osin dvarim halalu lo ayidei nachrim v'lo ayidei kusim is our girsa. When it comes to pikuach nefesh, we don't say let a nachri do the malacha, let a kusi do the malacha. Ela ayidei gedol Yisrael. Rather, we have gedol Yisrael do the malacha, which we'll have to define. Vein omin yasu dvarim halalu lo al pinashim al pikusim. So the first line was ein osin dvarim halalu ayidei nachrim. And this is ein omrim yasu dvarim halalu lo al pinashim al pikusim. What does that mean? Ein omrim yasu dvarim halalu. Take a look at Rashi. Al pinashim im nashim al kusim omrim sarech ein mechalan al pina. It means, who is telling us that there is a pikuach nefesh situation? So if the only source of information that there's a pikuach nefesh situation is the analysis of nashim, we don't rely on them. Aval mitzar from the das acheres kigon shnayim omim sarech v'shlosha omim ein sarech. If two people say that it is a pikuach nefesh situation, three say it's not. V'isha kusi omim sarech. So we mitzarif them to existing positions in determining whether there's a pikuach nefesh situation. Okay, so for the moment, let's go back to the first line here. Ein osin dvar malalu, when it comes to pikuach nefesh, we don't go to a nachri or a kusi. Elai de gedol Yisrael. What does gedol Yisrael mean? Take a look at Tosfos. Elai de gedol Yisrael. Afilu hecha de efshar benachri mitzvah b'Yisrael. That even when you can have a nachri do it, still preferable to have Yisrael. Shema yisatzel a nachri v'lo yasa v'yavali de sakana. Lest the nachri be lazy and not do what we ask him to, not have his reasons necessary, and that'll lead l'idei sakana. So according to Tosfos, Gedol Yisrael doesn't mean people on Gedolim cards. It means adult Yisrael as opposed to a Nachri. If you have the Goyim's Girsa here by the Aleph of Lo Yidei Nachrim, Lo Yidei Ketanim, so then Gedol Yisrael may fit a little bit better. It's more clear that we're talking about of age Jews as opposed to underage Jews. But even with the Girsa Lefaneinu, that's what Tosfos seems to be saying, Gedol Yisrael means of age Jews. And what's the concern? Again, Shema Yisasel Hanochri V'lo Yasev Yavali De Sakana. Meaning, in principle, it sounds like according to Tosfos, in principle, if we knew for a fact that the Nochri would be as ambitious, as dedicated, as quick in doing what needs to be done as Yisrael, so then it would be preferable to have the Nochri, but that's not the case, and we're always concerned, maybe someone with less invested in the process will not be as diligent. But in theory, if you had a situation where there's no concern that the Nachri is going to slack off, then according to Tosfos, it sounds like it would be preferable to have the Nachri do Malacha over a Yisrael. In the Riaz, in the Dapei Arif, there's a more extreme formulation of this. Daf Dalet Amibes Dapei Rif, for those of you who have a Gemara Yuma in front of you with the Rif. So the Riaz there in the Shilta Givorim writes as follows. Im hayu nimsayim sham nachrim oktanim osin al yadam. If you have nachrim oktanim there, so presumably you have the gears to lay the bone, then use them. Ve'ein mechalin ayidei gedol Yisrael. So in a chanami, what does it mean that you don't go use a nachri? That's if you have to look for the nachri. So if you have Yisrael here, you don't go looking for a Shabbos guy. But if you have a Shabbos guy here, then better to let the Shabbos guy do the malacha right away. because that's called doing a malacha beheter as opposed to biser. So the Riaz and the Shulchan Giborim isn't concerned with Tosfos's issue at all. There's no concern that lo yizdareis. We're not worried that the Nachri is not going to be diligent. Just a practical thing. If there's no Nachri here, don't go running after a Nachri because that'll delay. But if the Nachri is here, better to ask the Nachri, and the Gemara is only talking about a case where the Nachri is not here. Okay? Third position we have in the Rush. The Rush in Siman Yudalit writes that even if the Nachri is right here, and it sounds like even if we're not worried that there's going to be any delay in timing or quality of care, you still should have a Yisrael do the malacha, because maybe next time you won't have a Nachri here, v'asi ladure basrayu. And people might come to err and think that the din is you have to look for a Nachri. So right now there's a Nachri in the room. Even if there's a Nachri in the room, I should ask the Yisrael, because I'm worried that maybe next time other people present will be in a similar situation, and they'll remember, oh, last time this happened, we went to ask a Shabbos guy. So it must be that you have to ask the Shabbos guy, and you can't do the malacha yourself. So even if you know full well that the Nachri's right here, he's not going to be negligent in care, nevertheless, as a Rush, you have to be Mahadir Achar Yisrael, and the Ram says something similar as well, Dalit Amud Beis B'Dapei Rif, Dibra Maskel V'Ein Osin, Dalit Amud Beis Dibra Maskel V'Ein Osin. Okay, now let's take a look at the Rambam, and we'll probably have to close with this for today and pick up next time. The Rambam that we...
Is that synonymous with Kushi Hitiru Shabbos?
I'm sorry?
Is that synonymous with the observers will say, Kushi Hitiru Shabbos? The observers will say, oh, well, he went after a guy, and then, or what else, it's not so good that we use a Yid.
The observers will think that you're not allowed to use a Jew. Either you're not allowed to use a Yisrael, or it's better to use a Nachri even if it'll delay care. That you have to be Mahadir Achar Nachri. Says the Rambam, Halacha Gimel, Beis Gimel, Kisha Osim Dvar Ma'elu, Ein Osin Osan, Lo Ayidei Goyim, Lo Ayidei Tanim, Lo Ayidei Avadim, Lo Ayidei Nashim, Kidei Shilotei Shabbos Kala Veneim. Ela Ayidei Gedola Yisrael, the Chachameihem. So a few things. First of all, Pashup Shat, Gedol Yisrael v'Chachameihem sounds like Gedolim as in colloquial Gedolim, not adult males. Kesef Mishnah gets out of that, because he thinks that doesn't really fit in the Gemara, so he thinks that Gedol Yisrael v'Chachameihem means, like Tosos, adult Yisraelim. The Taz, Shinkav Chesef Kaftan Hei, Shinkav Chesef Shin Kav Chesed Kav Dehei thinks that's not compelling, and the Chachameim indicates that no, we're talking about Gedol Yisrael v'Chachameim, Dafka, what we colloquially would refer to as Gedol. But the beginning of the Rambam seems to have had a different gear from the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't have a distinction between the first line of the Gemara of Ein Osin Dvar Malalu and the second line of Ein Omrim. And the Rambam groups everyone together. Goyim Tanim Avadim Nashim. So Nosei Kalim point this out. Nosei Kalim, Kesef Mishnah, and Magen Mishnah think that the Rambam understood the line of Mitzar from Das Acheres to mean Shalotei Shabbos Kala Veinayim. That the reason we aren't Mahadar Acher Nashim is that they shouldn't come to a misimpression that somehow Shabbos is Kal. So the Mishnah explains that's only a concern for Nashim, not a concern for Ketanim, because Ketanim, when they grow older, will understand. Fine. L'maisa, this seems to be Machlokes Mechaber Amah, and we'll end off with this and have to analyze it next time. The Mechaber writes in Sif Yud Aleph. Sorry, Sif Yud Beis. Tishemachal and Shabbos al Chol Hashesh Basakana Nishtaylin Shalalasas Ayde Einam Yehudim Uketanim Benashim El Ayde Yisrael Gedolim Benedas. So Gedolim clearly is adults. Benedas. Haga V'yesh omrim dim afshar lasos below dichloi below ichor ayde shinoi os ayde shinoi. And afshar lasos ayde eno yehudi below ichor klal os ayde eno yehudi. V'chaynogim avav b'machem yishlofes yitzas leino yehudi ein lasos ayde eno yehudi. So at first glance, the simplest thing is to say that the mechaber is going with hutra, and the Ramah is going with Tuchuya. That's why, according to the Ramah, better to use a Shinoi or an Eino Yehudi. And next time we'll have to analyze whether that's necessarily correct. Okay, so we'll pick up Yiras Hashem on Thursday, same time. In general, the Chaburas are Monday, Wednesday, but this week we're on a slightly different schedule. Okay?
How does that help?